Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Back with us after the year is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start with GlobalFoundries. Many people will remember that name, a chip manufacturer. They are breaking revenue records after a strategy shift. What happened?
So GlobalFoundries surged past expectations in 2018 as revenue grew more than 33%, which accounted for one-third of company-wide sales. An industry forecast projected a 10% decline in worldwide chip sales in 2019, but GlobalFoundries' manufacturing plant in Malta is on pace to finish this year with record sales again. And this comes 18 months after CEO Tom Caulfield changed the company's strategy, pivoting away from next-generation chip development. GlobalFoundries has repositioned itself to build revenue and capitalize on sales tied to the development of fifth-generation cellular networks, more commonly known as 5G. The company has opted to focus on and improve existing technology, believing it would lead to more customers while providing a quicker, less risky path to sales. An industry analyst said he had doubts about their transition and strategy at the time, but admits it's working. They are getting more customers and revenue is growing. Company-wide revenue grew to $6.64 billion in 2018, according to industry tracker IC Insights.
From there, we head to KeyBank, and the issue is they've sued Monolith Solar for $6 million in late payments.
KeyBank has sued for $6 million in unpaid loans and lease payments. Last month, a judge granted KeyBank's request for a receiver to take possession and exclusive control of Monolith's personal property. The lawsuit said that Monolith has been in default for at least 15 months, and it's due to the mismanagement of its business. KeyBank alleges in the lawsuit that Monolith has not properly maintained its solar projects that it leases from the bank, and the projects are not generating enough revenue to cover lease payments. And a chief restructuring officer that was assigned to help fix Monolith's mismanagement and sell its assets resigned because of one of the founders' continual interference in the operation of the business, according to the lawsuit. And the lawsuit comes after Monolith's business has been suffering for more than a year. Last fall, Monolith stopped building its $4.9 million headquarters in Bethlehem and laid off dozens of workers. Around the same time, its CEO resigned, and the company was sued by several suppliers in separate lawsuits for failing to pay bills. And Pioneer Bank is seeking to foreclose on a $3 million mortgage that helped finance Monolith's failed headquarters. The KeyBank lawsuit against Monolith states that the business is in a free fall, and without proper management in place, proposed asset sales will likely collapse and issues at the sites will not be corrected.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com, including about the Park Manor Hotel in Clifton Park, which had filed for bankruptcy protection in June and has closed suddenly. It's all there at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks so much.